Oh, what is that? What is that? It's huge! It's coming this way! Okay, I'm entering the emergency shutdown code. Professor, what happens next? Professor, can you hear me? What happens next? Professor, are you still with me?
Use the control panel. Start emergency shutdown code 1. The atmosphere of this entire complex. Only then can we reverse the luminosity charge and close the lift.
What can we do? How can we stop this?
I should have listened to him. I shouldn't have opened Pandora's box. We've got to close it down. Close down the portal. Here, take my gun. Shoot whatever comes through that window.
What? What can't be happening?
No, this can't be happening. It's impossible.
What was that? That was some kind of monster. It was like nothing I've ever seen before. Oh my God, Professor, you've been bitten. Are you okay? Professor, look out!
I'm sorry, we're going to have to cut this interview short. If you could make your way to the emergency exit, the armed security forces will make sure you're safe.
What was that noise? That wasn't a machine. It sounded like some kind of animal.
This can't be happening. We don't have enough energy for these readouts to be correct.
This is a major warning to everybody on site. We are experiencing multiple breaches across the collider. Activating emergency procedure H. Attempting failsafe shutdown.
What's happened? What's gone wrong?
Don't worry, we have a full safety procedure for this type of event. This is why we have these very kinds of test runs. Oh my God! Okay, if you look at this graph, you'll notice that
safety clamps locked in place. Core temperature falling in line with checks. Begin phase 3 testing. All staff, please be aware, phase 3 testing procedure now in activation.
Yes, we're still a few months away from the point where we can analyze all the data, but if you look at these monitors and cameras, you'll begin to get an idea of the type of things we hope to happen. I'll try and talk you through them as best I can.
So, I understand we're just in time for one of your early test runs.
I can guarantee you that these are just the standard scare stories that are made whenever any new field of science is breached. I'm afraid their main goal is just to sell more of their newspapers.
But there are dangers. There has been talk in the media of micro black holes or strangelets being created in the process, which in turn could create a doomsday scenario which could ultimately destroy the planet. Some more extremist views even suggest portals to other dimensions might be opened, or that time itself might begin to unravel.
Yes, like all particle accelerators, we'll be using electric fields to propel and collide electrically charged particles at incredibly high speeds. However, nobody has ever attempted it on this type of scale before. One of the main things we'll be hoping to observe is the creation of the Higgs boson particle, the so-called God particle, which if it exists could help pave the way for a grand unified theory of physics.
Indeed, if we are to believe your current reports, you're hoping to soon discover the very building blocks of our universe.
Of course. The Large Hadron Collider is the world's largest and most powerful energy particle accelerator. It is an international project which has so far cost around $8 billion. But that will be money well spent if the project is as successful as we all hope it will be.
You join me now somewhere just outside of Geneva, Switzerland, at the Large Hadron Collider, one of humanity's greatest modern engineering feats. I'm currently 200 feet below the ground and talking to Professor George White. Professor, if you would like to tell us a little more about the amazing machinery that currently surrounds us.